Celia, the day is November 25th, 2020.
Querida Celia, the day is, December 23rd. Today's December 23rd. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. Right? So I graduate in 4 days. The day today is May 18th, 2021.
The day is June 2nd, 2021. The day is February 15th, and it is 1:43 a.m.
I hope that when you listen to this, estoy super lista.
Y va a ser muy divertido. Okay, that's all.
Love you, bye.
Recording. Ooh, recording. I have not filmed a podcast episode in so long. Okay. Today is January 10th, 2023. But you are listening to this on January 11th, 2023, which is 1-1-1 or 11-1, depending on how you're putting your dates. But that is a special freaking angel number day. So I hope all your manifestations come true. If you're writing anything down, if you're journaling, I hope that you have the most wonderful 2023. Yeah, I hope everyone had nice and restful holidays. I know that I definitely enjoyed being home. I'm back in DC now, and it's a lot colder than it was in California. But yeah, I enjoyed taking my time to myself, and I completely messed up my sleep schedule, as one does when they're on vacation. But I ate a lot of really good Mexican food, and I literally just finished some empanadas yesterday that I made with my family. Well, my parents made this round of empanadas, but we make sweet empanadas, so they were like hand apple pies, but they were delicious. Anyways, enough about talking about food, because I love food and I could talk about food forever. But first, I'm really sorry that it's been taking me longer to put out episodes on here. I really hope that you forgive me, because I have a bad habit of taking on way too much and then getting overwhelmed. And I also have the horrendous tendency of wanting to do things perfectly or not at all. And lately, I've just been feeling a little uninspired when it comes to the podcast. And I know that you guys like a lot of the episodes that I put out, but I'm just afraid of putting out something bad or that, you know, might not be to the quality that I want it to be at to be released. So yeah, I really appreciate you guys being patient with me. And I love this podcast a lot, and it has a very special place in my heart. And I enjoy recording, and I enjoy putting it out. And you know, for a really long time, I've always been afraid to do something like this. So I'm glad that I'm doing it. But yes, believe it or not, recording myself still does make me a little afraid. But I don't want to be afraid anymore, though. And that's actually one of my New Year's resolutions. I'm not very good at making resolutions, actually, because I think, you know, it tends to be a lot of pressure on yourself very early on to make whatever new year the best year ever. And I think we have to have grace with ourselves. And, you know, while it's nice making resolutions and it's nice making goals, I think just accept to be patient with yourself. And if there's one goal that you make, I really hope that it's that you make an effort to be patient with yourself this year, because things happened, shit hits the fan, and yeah, it's okay to take longer than you expected you would when you're doing something. But so in terms of quote-unquote resolutions, I want to live less in fear. Or I guess I should say, I want to be afraid and do it anyway, because I'm always going to be afraid of something, right? Like, with fear, there's also some sense of excitement. There's a sense of getting out of your comfort zone, and there's a sense of maybe self-protection or self-coping mechanisms that kind of kick in. And a lot of the times they're trauma responses of, oh, well, I put myself out there once and this happened, so I'm afraid to do it again. And I think when we have that fear, there is the opposing voice that when we tell ourselves, oh, I'm afraid this won't work out, that also says, oh, but what if it does? Like whenever you're afraid of something, oh, what if this doesn't work out? Just challenge it. Oh, but what if it does? You know, what if I go on this date and this person doesn't like me? Oh, but what if they do? What if I study for this test and I do terrible? Oh, but what if I study for this test and I get the highest grade in the class? All these different things that we within ourselves, it's not just noticing them, but also actively challenging and analyzing, like, oh, why are we doing the things that we're doing? And it sucks to be self-aware. I'll say it. I'll be the first to say it. Being self-aware is amazing, awesome, but you will notice a lot of bad things about yourself that ultimately you're the one that has to deal with, and you're the one that has to put in the effort to heal. So I'm sure at this point you've probably heard the trend going around TikTok that starts with those two girls talking about the lucky girl syndrome. And the lucky girl syndrome is this idea that if you believe that everything will go right for you, it inevitably will. So I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Everything works out for me, is kind of that mantra and that affirmation that you have to keep telling yourself day after day. Just, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Everything works out for me. And yet they say it like you have to believe it. Like you have to believe it when you say it. You can't just be like, everything works out for me. No, like everything works out for me. Everything just has a funny way of working out. No matter what I do, everything works out for me. Like, I'm not even stressed because everything works out for me, you know? And you just, the way they said it is, you just have to keep repeating it like that. However, I think it's really important to note that to prevent this from coming off as promoting toxic positivity, it's less so of constantly saying everything, you know, is gonna work out for me, but rephrasing it to everything that is best for me works out. That which is not meant for me will never get in my way. Because so often, and this has happened to me so much, especially in the past, when we want something really bad, we just keep telling ourselves, oh, like, I want it, I want it, I want it, I need it, I need it, I need it. And then you don't get it, right? And you're so disappointed with the universe, with yourself. You're like, oh, like, you know, I'm just gonna put the example again of liking someone. Like, you really like this person, you're like, oh, I want it to work out, I want it to work out. And then it's just not happening, it's not happening. And then 5 years in the future, you're like, wow, thank God that that did not work out. Wow. And I'm gonna talk about this a little later because I included notes so that I don't go in too many different directions here. But yeah, it's that which is meant for me will never, that which is not meant for me will never get in my way. Everything that is best for me always works out. Everything that's meant for me is going to find me, no matter where I am, no matter who I am being in that time, because we always save things for the best version of us, right? We're like, oh no, like we don't want to meet our soulmate until we're the best version of us. But what if I deserve to be loved right now? Like, this version of myself is pretty cool. Like, if I'm at 85%, why do I need to wait until I'm 100% my best self in order to deserve love? Like, that's kind of shitty. I don't like that. You know, you gotta, again, I'm saying you have to be patient with yourself. If you are patient with yourself and you are accepting this person that I am at whatever phase of my life that I am is also deserving of love, you're gonna give that love to yourself. And when you give that love to yourself, other people will start to also love you because you are already appreciating yourself. You're already raising your frequency to be at that at which other people are noticing. That's always why I'm so adamant of being like, adamant, is that the right word? I think so. That's why I'm gonna look it up. Adamant. This is literally whenever I'm writing a poem, I'm like, is this the right word? Define adamant. Refusing to be persuaded. Yes, this is why I'm so adamant about promoting self-love, because the way you love yourself is the way you will give other people permission to love you. So if you're like, bro, I am amazing. Like, I love my hair. I love my body. I love the way I dance. I love all my little idiosyncrasies, you know. I love that I can be a little annoying when my favorite song comes on. All these different things. Somebody's gonna then appreciate those aspects about you and be like, you're so cute. Like, I love you. I adore you. And you can be like, thanks. I know. I do too. But yeah, self-love. That which is not meant for me will never get in my way. That's a big form of self-love. I'm saying, you know what? I no longer want that which is not meant for me. I no longer want something that's going to be toxic for me a month from now. I no longer want something that's not, like, I'm not going to force it, right? I'm no longer wanting to force things that are not meant for me, that are not going down my same path. And I trust the universe for not making this work out, whatever that is. And I'm really working on believing that this year. Because I really struggle with this because sometimes I'm so, what's the word? I am so, oh, what's the word? What's the word? I can't find it. Oh, I'm so stubborn. I'm so stubborn. When I want things to happen a certain way, I'm like, and I'm patient too sometimes. But being stubborn and being patient is one of the worst combinations because you're like, you know what? I want this and I will wait for this to happen. But I'm working on believing that if it's not happening, it's for a reason. It's for a reason. Okay. So because this is an introspection of expectation, I have plenty of goals that I want to accomplish this year. Plenty of little expectations for myself. You know, I want to apply and hopefully get accepted to med school. You know, that's I really, really, really want to be a doctor. And so that's one of the goals. This is the year I'm applying and we'll see what happens, but I'm gonna do it. It's gonna happen. I want to truly allow myself to fall in love this year. You know, with someone that also falls in love with me, right? Please, God. But that's one of the things. If you've heard the other podcast episodes, I've talked about this before. I've talked about toxic relationships that I've been in. I've only been in two relationships, but one bad relationship is enough to mess you up for years. That's why I'm so like, especially if you're a young listener, you're like, oh, I really don't want to be single anymore. Like, I want to be in my first relationship. Just step back and think about it and be like, okay, I'm okay with myself. I'm good with myself. Because if you get into a bad relationship, ay por Dios, amorcito lindo, like it can so deeply affect you in ways that you don't even know, in ways that I'm still figuring out now, whenever I have feelings for someone, that I have all these kind of like trauma responses and toxic tendencies of like, if somebody likes me, I'm like, whatever. Like I almost want to brush it off because I don't want to be so open because I've been hurt in the past of when I did kind of open myself up, you know, it was not treated in the way that it should have been. And so that's definitely something that I want to work on now that I'm almost 24. I'm more than 23 and a half. I turned 23 and a half, what, like 4 days ago. So I'm closer to 24 than I am to 23 right now. And yeah, like you guys know, I'm a super uber romantic. That's why it's Diary of a Romantica. But I just, you know, it's something that I've been working on and I really want to allow myself. It's not that I'm afraid of it. I'm not afraid of, you know, falling in love, any of that. I'm not afraid of opening myself up. It's just I want to work on some of the more toxic, negative tendencies that. More so negative thought patterns that I get into because instead of just enjoying something, I feel like I really try to downplay it in the same way that I've downplayed certain of my certain accomplishments in the past. So that's why I allow myself to just truly allow myself. That's the goal, to truly allow myself to feel whatever I'm feeling, good or bad. In this case, I'm saying like to fall in love, right? But again, in the theme of being patient, like I just want the patience with myself of, hey, if you're feeling sad right now, that's okay. That's okay. You can feel sad and tomorrow will feel better. Like that's something that I've healed and I've worked on myself of I trust myself. I know that I can heal myself. I know that I'm there for myself and it'll be okay. It'll be okay. And I believe in myself. And because I believe in myself, my next goal is that I really want to publish my first book, which if you want to hear more about this, you should definitely subscribe to the newsletter that I just released that I will link below. And the link has been breaking a lot on my Instagram stories. So it'll also be on my link tree if you go to my bio, my Instagram bio, or my TikTok bio, wherever you're following me. And it's going to be there. And I called it Every Diary Needs a Writer because Diary of Romantica. And, you know, in a way, it really will be kind of the transcript for some of these podcast episodes with a little added, what is it? A little added seasoning, talking about my life because I really want to be a little more open, but I'm just afraid. I'm just afraid. And you also got to protect your energy because some people just be putting the evil eye and get a little jealous. And I'm protecting my energy, people, because you got to be careful. So, yeah, that's something that's going to happen. And it could happen a lot sooner than you would expect it to. So, yeah, definitely, That's I've been really afraid to do it, honestly, because you for so long I just saw myself as being so hardcore STEM, and I was like, no, I'm not a writer, I'm not a writer, I'm not a writer. And this is just something I do for fun. But seeing how many of you have connected to some of my poems, have connected to this podcast, have connected to my words that I really just thought I was screaming into the void, makes me want to turn it into something and to immortalize it and to allow all of you guys to have it. It's been amazing to do the spoken word, and I'm not going to stop because I really love it. And I think reading my own poems kind of adds something to it that nothing else could. But yeah, it'll be coming soon. And something else that I've also really, really wanted to do. And if you've been following me even for just a while, you know that this has been a huge dream. But I really want to go to Europe for a few weeks and explore as much as I can. And I really want to go with a few of my good friends. And yeah, I think it would be an amazing opportunity. And I didn't get to study abroad in college, and that was something that I really regretted. And I just want to do it. And I want to believe that whatever doesn't work out is also in my favor. I want to believe that the universe always has my best interest in mind. And this is obviously way easier said than it is done. So, sure. Yeah. I also have goals like wanting to have a more toned body and actually to get out of bed as soon as my alarm sounds instead of checking social media as soon as my eyes peel open. I want to force myself to actually hydrate this year because I keep wondering if my skin is acne prone, if it actually is acne prone, because I might just have a predisposition to acne, or I might have just been dehydrated for the last decade. So I think it's time to actually drink water, Celia. But I want to get out of my comfort zone. I really want to get out of my comfort zone. And it's freaking terrifying. And I don't want to, but I also need to. I need to get out of my comfort zone. I want to get more into fashion. I want to go to a Pilates class for the first time and look absolutely ridiculous because I've never done Pilates in my life. But, you know, why not? Why not? I think it could be fun. And I want to read more and use my phone less. I want to stop checking to see if somebody has texted me and just feel unbothered. I want to feel unbothered. I have a humongous heart, and this makes me care about everything. And I love it and I adore it, but I need to be more chill. I really do. I'm just so sick of caring about people and then feeling like they don't care about me. And I think I have a bad habit of just assuming that everybody always has my same intentions and then having the brutal realization that that isn't true. And I really want to work on one, protecting my energy so that I'm not giving it as freely, and two, knowing earlier on when somebody is not good for me, because I tend to always, always assume the best in people, which is not great. And it's, you know, it's something that I love about myself, that I do assume the best in people. But I also hate it for myself because I know it puts me in a lot of pain. So, the good and the bad, right? So, many of these goals that I've mentioned, I've had for years. And obviously, because they are on this recurring list that I've had each year, I've failed at resolving them. So, instead of New Year's resolutions, which I don't really like, as I mentioned, sometimes I make bucket lists instead to kind of incentivize myself of actually doing something. You know, it's not just I want, but it's more so I will. Like, for example, this is gonna be so cheesy. I want to be kissed under mistletoe in 2023. Is it incredibly cheesy? Yes. Will my romantic heart burst if and when it happens? Probably. But believe it or not, I've actually never spent Christmas or New Year's, for that matter, with a significant other. And I think it's so romantic. So I will be kissed under mistletoe in 2023. I'm manifesting it now. And it's cheesy. It's so cheesy. But come on, guys. Come on. Do you expect anything less from me but a super cheesy little bucket list? Okay. Next. I want to train for a half marathon, even if I never sign up for one. Like I just want to know that I can run, and I will do more physical activity in 2023. Like I really want to do daily yoga. Have I failed already? Yes, I haven't been doing daily yoga, but I just want to move more, and I want to do more because I feel like in the past I've always been like, oh, I'm not exercising if I'm not doing this and this and this, if I'm not sweating, if I'm not this. And you know, there's that whole thing of like earn your shower, like you need to be sweating when you work out in order to earn, like F that, F that. I just want to, you know, be more active. I wanna see it as an act of self-love. I love myself, so I'm going to move my body because I want her to be around for a long time, and I want her to, yeah, to just have fun, to dance around, to do yoga, to do Pilates, to run, to know that she can run. And I just want to explore so much. Like I want to go see some waterfalls. I want to visit museums in Mexico City. I want to go dancing in Paris, and I will do all of these things, and I will take myself on some pretty epic dates. Me, myself, and I. Like, stop waiting for someone else. Stop waiting for someone else to treat you the way you know you deserve to be treated. Like, if you really want to go on a certain date, take yourself. Take yourself. And I know it's not always that easy. I know it's not always like feasible because things cost money. But realize that a date could be anything. Think about it. If you are really in love with someone, anything is a date. Going to the grocery store is a date. Reading together is a date. Hanging out, watching a movie, that's a date. You could do that with yourself right now. You could go watch your favorite show and be like, damn, I had the most amazing date last night, just with myself. And when you get into this mindset, which it's something that I've done a lot actually, of being like, you know what? Yeah, I'm alone. I could, like, whenever you're by yourself, like, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. I love my own company. I think I'm hilarious. I really just be spitting out jokes like it's nobody's business, laughing to myself. And my roommates probably think I'm insane, but I love it. I love it. I entertain myself. I learned really early on that you cannot rely on other people for your happiness. You cannot. Because people, believe it or not, are human and they will disappoint you. And they all have lives of their own and they're not always worried about what's going on in your life. And in a way, that is okay. Like, people are allowed to have their own lives, and people aren't meant to have the responsibility of making you happy. In the same way that you don't have a responsibility to be constantly saving other people from their own things. People need to heal by themselves. And again, this is a big problem when people get into their first relationships, is we all have this sort of savior complex of being like, oh, well, I can help you. I can make you feel better. I can do this for you. I can do that for you. And then we end up putting so much of ourselves into somebody else that we don't even know who we are anymore. And I've been guilty of this. I've done this in the past. And you have to let people learn the hard way, just like you learned the hard way of, hey, you need to treat yourself better. You deserve more. And of course, be there with them. Like, don't abandon them, but you know, it's important for people to learn that lesson by themselves. And you can support them and you can be like, hey, this is what I do. Just like I'm doing with you guys, right? I'm saying, like, hey, like, date ideas that you can take yourself on. But I can't be the one that's healing you necessarily. You know what I mean? And it's just one of those things. Like, you have to realize you are, you're so deserving of love. You deserve to be loved, especially by yourself. Especially. You deserve to look in the mirror and be like, wow, I'm beautiful. I look so good. And believe it. And believe it. That's all I want for you, is just to love yourself so fully. So fully. But okay, I'm going on a tangent now. I'm going on a tangent. So we're bringing it back. As you all may well know at this point, I adore Pinterest. If you've been following me for a while, you know I love Pinterest. I spend so much time visualizing how I want my future. And I used to be afraid that I was kind of wasting my present by doing this. I always had my eyes to the horizon of who I will become instead of who I am being. Sometimes I feel like who I am is holding me back from being who I am meant to become. I don't know though. Over break, I was left with entirely too much free time to linger in my thoughts, especially those that have never really been that easily digestible. When I was in the 12th grade, I was taking this sculpture class where one of our assignments was to create something and put a letter to our future selves inside of it. Now, I don't remember what I made, I think it maybe was a pillow, or I don't know. I really don't remember. But the letter that I put inside of it, I found in the closet of my apartment yesterday. And it started with, "Dear future Celia, dot dot dot." And I'm gonna paraphrase this because I don't have the letter in front of me right now. But me at 17 said, "You're probably old, like in your 20s or something by now. And I have a lot of things that I hope have come true for you." And she went on to list all these things that were dreams of mine at 17. And I just stared at the words that were in my hand, realizing that I was indeed a future version of myself compared to her. Compared to my 17-year-old self, I am future Celia. And while I am not old, dearest Celia, I am definitely older. Growing up feels like upgrading the lenses of your eyes so everything looks much sharper, more harsh. You see your imperfections so carefully laid out in front of you. You know, the hairs you're always having to pluck from your chin, the pores that you can't seem to mitigate, the ghastly complexion after another 2 a.m. bedtime. It's not as easy to ignore the worst parts of you once you know that they exist. The villainous role you have played in the lives of others and indeed in your own. It's easy to dissociate. We cannot be hurt by this rude awakening if we can't feel. We can't be broken if we never allow ourselves to be held, right? Like, think about it like a vase. If a vase is always protected, it's always in a safe place, if nobody's ever allowed to see it, to be around it, it's never gonna break. But while we cannot break if we never allow ourselves to be held, right? Technically, we still die even if we don't live. Time continues to pass on. Whether we do nothing or whether we do everything, our life continues on. Whether somebody loves us or whether somebody doesn't, we're still growing up. We're still getting older. I think half of the fun of being human is the complexity of emotions we carry within us. Now, I could alternate between despair and hope in a matter of seconds. I could believe that I've met the love of my life after 5 seconds of eye contact with a handsome stranger, and then an hour later, wonder if all my friends hate me. Spoiler, they don't. We spend New Year's after New Year's ripping ourselves apart just to try to find the best pieces of ourselves to put back together for the new year. Maybe this year I don't want to rip myself apart anymore. I want to accept that the best and worst parts of me can coexist. And I saw a quote that said this, and it said that this was the definition of maturity, that this was the definition of growing up. Knowing that all these different parts of you coexist, I want to be hopeless and hopeful, weak and strong. And when I feel stubbornly right, realize this whole time that I could have been wrong. Well, I do love manifestation. And again, if you're listening to this on the day it's posted, today is January 11th, which is 111, which is big for manifestation. I've learned that with manifestation, that literally nothing ever goes as planned. And you could write it all down. You could write it down to the exact second, to the exact location where something happens, and it will still not go as you planned it, for whatever reason. I have all these expectations for love and life and how I want things to look and act and be. But we forget that we are only the main characters in our own stories. Somebody could rewrite their script without us knowing. And that's when you throw a couple of plot twists to your own story. I got brutally dumped in college and boom, decided to pursue poetry, which has led to a whole cascade of plot twists. People I have met and places I've visited and emotions I've had that I didn't even know could exist. And it's insane, really, when I think about it all. Because how grateful am I now for some of my worst memories? back then. Now, I guess that's what's also really helped my confidence too. And I was mentioning this before. The knowledge that no matter what happens, I always have myself. I have my own back. If I put myself out there and my heart gets destroyed again, so what? I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Will I be hurt? Of course. Of course I'll be hurt. And I'll feel sad and I'll cry and I'll go through all the motions that I have in the past. You know, I'll listen to the sad playlist. I'll eat the ice cream. It'll be a whole movie. But I will be okay. I will be okay because I've been through it before. I have the tools necessary to put myself back together. I'll allow myself to fall apart and I'll allow myself to come back together. Because it's so naturally human for us to feel. And I no longer want to be afraid of that. I've been afraid of that for so long of, oh, what if this happens and what if that happens? And I am always overthinking. I'm always considering everything that could happen. Oh, but if I do this, this will happen. Oh, but if I do that, this will happen. Oh, but what if this happens? And I'm an optimist. I really am. I consider myself an optimistic person, but I will always think of the worst case scenario every time. And I hate it. I hate it so much because it's ruined so many good things. Because instead of just being excited, being in the moment, being like, this is amazing, I'm like, what if this happens? And I'm really working on this. This is definitely one of my trauma responses of always thinking of the worst case scenario, because if you're prepared for it, it won't hurt as bad, right? If you're prepared for it, you know what would you know how to fix it. You know how to work it out. But sometimes you just gotta release. You gotta release that some things you can't have control over. And that's totally fine. Because what you do have control over is your own emotions. So you can't control if somebody's gonna dump you. You can't control if a test is gonna be way harder than you expect it to be. But you can control how you're gonna feel. Will you still feel worthy of love? Of course, you should. You should feel worthy of love because it's just one person. There's 7 billion people out there. It's just one person. If you do bad on a test, so what? So what? It's just one test. And I can promise you, in this lifetime, you're probably gonna do bad on a test at some point. Because, you know, there's bad teachers, there's bad tests, there's bad subjects, and we're not meant to be perfect in everything. And it doesn't make you any less smart. It does not make you any less smart if you don't do well on a test. I can promise you. I can promise you that I've done poorly on many tests, and I'm still kicking. I'm still doing it. And you know, stuff like this, you really need to tell yourself. Because it doesn't matter if I tell you. It doesn't matter if you listen to this podcast 5 times, 10 times, and you hear me repeat these words to you over and over again, that you're worthy of love, that you're amazing, that you're smart. You know, it'll help. But if you're not telling yourself this, that doubt within yourself is still going to exist. And it's not easy to get over. I understand it. It took me like a decade before I was like, you know what? I'm pretty hot. And it takes time. But when you start putting energy into things that you love, into things that you truly love, not that you think other people want you to love, things you truly enjoy, you're going to see just how beautiful you think you are. And this is what I started to do too. Is whenever I noticed that I was doing something I'm really excited about, something that I really love, I would record myself. And seeing the smile on my face, seeing the light in my eyes, I was like, damn, I look like this all the time when I'm happy, when I'm excited, when I'm being my true, authentic self. I should do it more often. I should do it more often. And then I started to. And that's what I started to put on social media. And that's how so many of you found me. And it's just, it's not easy. I know it's not easy, but it's not impossible. And that was enough for me to be like, you know what? It's not going to be impossible. And it's going to happen someday. Even if today I don't feel great, even if today I feel insecure, even if today I'm single, even if today nobody loves me, that's okay because one day someone will. And that's enough for me. That's enough for me to keep trying right now because right now I love myself. And even if you don't believe it, just keep telling yourself, I love myself. I love myself. And at some point you're gonna start to laugh, right? You're gonna be like, this sounds ridiculous that I'm just yelling at myself here. And then you're gonna be like, you know what? But maybe I love that about myself too, that I'm so stubborn that I keep being like, I love myself, I love myself. And I've had times where I'm just sobbing and absolutely sad, being like, I love myself. And then I look in the mirror and I laugh because I'm like, I'm so ridiculous. Mascara dripping down my cheeks. And I'm like, life is a movie. Life is a movie. All this to say, it's amazing to have expectations. And you should raise your standards higher every time somebody disappoints you. Because you do deserve the romance novel and you do deserve to be loved. Again, especially by yourself. You should love yourself most of all. But also realize that we're all just humans. We're all humans. We're gonna mess up. We don't know everything. We were all raised differently. We all have different expectations of what we see as love. We all have all these different things. And if you don't communicate your wants and needs, people can't read your mind. People will never be able to read your mind. Now, if you communicate and you're still being met with some watered-down romance, then F that. Leave. If you are being treated badly a month in, trust me when I tell you it won't get better with time. And you know you deserve better. You know it because you're already having those thoughts of, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Why did I get treated this way? And as soon as you have that thought, be like, nah, you know what? I deserve more than this. I deserve better. And I'm gonna go find better. No, better yet, better is gonna find me. Y punto. Y punto. Okay. What time is it? All right. So I'm gonna end this here before it gets way too rambly. But hopefully all my rambling thoughts have been somewhat entertaining for the duration of this episode. And if there's one message that I can leave you with is we're all human. We are really just all human figuring things out. We all go about our silly. Sometimes it's like, I feel like we're all Sims characters almost, like the Sims video game. Like we're all just doing our little lives, like, you know, our little routines that make us happy. You know, bean juice tastes like coffee, make me go fast. Like we all have our things that make us happy. Hopefully that made you laugh. That was kind of funny. I haven't said that in a long time. Bean juice. Coffee beans. Tastes like coffee. Don't taste like hazelnut. Okay. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is literally me when I'm by myself. Okay. Stop. No more giggling. Oh. Okay. With that, I hope you have a wonderful day or night, or whenever you're hearing this. Please be patient with yourself. Please, 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 especially in this first month when you see everybody talking about New Year's resolutions and needing to do this and needing to go to the gym every day and eating super healthy and needing to do this diet or that diet. Be patient with yourself. Realize that we're not all the same. We're not all the same. You don't have to do something just because somebody else is doing it. Like, do what's best. Always do what's best for you. Please always do what's best for you. You know, there's a good time to release things that no longer serve you. If you're in a bad relationship, you know, if you have the ability to be like, you know what, this isn't for me. You know, it's always better to leave. It's always better to release something that isn't meant for you than to force it to stay because it won't be good. I promise you. You know, and it's not always that easy. I understand that, especially as we're all getting older. Like once you kind of like shared a life with someone, it's tough. It's tough. But do what makes you happy. Please, please, please do what makes you feel loved, especially by yourself. Do what makes you feel loved by yourself. And yeah, thanks for spending time with me. I needed some extra company today. So I'm glad that you guys are all here with me because I've been tired. So yeah, as much as this helps you guys, this also helps me to just get things off my chest and to talk about all these thoughts in my head. And yeah. You know, maybe I'll also hear this with you guys and be like, damn, she had some good points in there. All right, all right. Happy 111. Happy manifestation day. Good luck. May the odds be ever in your favor, like the Hunger Games, you know, like may only your best manifestations, only the manifestations that are best for you, may those come true. I don't want you guys manifesting back your ex, all right? None of that. None of that. Gone. Your toxic ex. Maybe it was a nice ex. No. No, I don't know. I don't want to give any ideas, but no manifesting toxic exes, okay? Not with us. Not with, we don't do that. No. I definitely wouldn't do that. Y'all stay safe. All right. I love you guys a lot. Have a wonderful week, month, and a very happy 2023. Happy start of the new year, and or happy almost start of the new year if you're celebrating later. So, yeah, I hope you guys I hope you're kind to yourselves this year. I hope you're patient with yourselves. And if you share this podcast episode, let me know what one of your goals is. Goals are? Let me know a goal of yours for 2023. Yeah, a goal, a resolution, something that's on your 2023 bucket list. Let me know. And as always, I will be happily sharing what you guys tag me in because I always love seeing how you like the podcast. Let me know how you liked it. Let me know your thoughts. And yeah, I'll see you guys in the next podcast episode, which hopefully I'll be getting back to a weekly upload schedule if time permits, because of all these exciting things that I have planned. Which you guys should also be excited because you will definitely be seeing them and they will also be for you. So yeah. Okay, I'm rambling. I gotta go. I gotta go. I'm worse than like my parents. Whenever we're saying bye at a party, it's like they just loop around another 3 hours. Like, okay, bye, bye, bye. And then again, okay, bye, bye, bye. But yeah, I love you guys a lot. Bye!